This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Democrats want President Biden to make more work permits available to immigrants. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Leaders of the new Here to Work campaign say there are more than 160,000 immigrants in Colorado who don't have permits to work in the country long term. Democratic Representative Elizabeth Velasco says that's an untapped labor pool.
Extending work authorizations is not only economically beneficial, but it's also the morally right thing to do.
Here to Work members and allies plan to travel to Washington, D.C. next month for a national march on the issue. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Two new specialized chairs will soon increase accessibility at a park in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Jess Hazel reports.
That's the sound of the special tank-like treads of a track chair ascending a dusty, sometimes rough trail in Red Rock Canyon open space. The trails there are often too rugged for regular wheelchairs. The new options help provide more stability and safety for those with physical disabilities. Felicia Barnhart is a recreation therapist.
People with disabilities have the same wants that we do. We want to get out, we want to experience it, you know, touch the trees and smell and see all the colors that are coming out.
The chairs will only be in Red Rock Canyon open space for now, starting in the spring. El Paso County has a similar program at Bear Creek and Fountain Creek parks. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
Six environmental justice programs across the state are getting new funding from the EPA. They'll share up to $4 million that will pay for urban gardens in Denver, environmental outreach in San Miguel and Montrose counties, and new e-bikes in Pueblo. The federal money is the first of a series of national grants the EPA plans to announce this year. Colorado Springs just above 70 this afternoon, Denver closer to 60 and turning colder. This is CPR News and KRCC.